There, now we got it. So again, hi, it's Dawn with Be Fabulous Podcast and Advanced Life Coaching at advancedlifecoaching.org. And I wanted to come pop on today just to announce something that I had read. And I really wanted to talk about the power of suggestion and how it's just kind of what's going on in the world and how the power of suggestion is being used. So hi, Tanya. What I was reading earlier, and I think it's really important that people understand this. What I had read is something that the president said, that said, for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and hospitals you may soon overwhelm. And that was a quote. And that scares me that people are saying things like this. It's kind of like when you go to the doctor and they say you have 6 months to live, and then that person passes in 6 months. Well, what if they said you would have had 2 years to live? Do you still think that person would have passed in 6 months? Maybe, depending on the illness, but maybe not. You know, the power of suggestion is so strong that if you tell yourself, okay, I only have 6 months to live, and you start preparing for that, and everything you do prepares for that, you keep reinforcing that in 6 months, this is going to happen. And so when you pass away, everyone's like, oh, that was sad. You know, they only had 6 months to live. And my thing is, why do you choose to believe that? What if you choose to believe something different, you can have a different outcome? And that's why when the media is talking about and printing things like this article that says you're looking for a winter of severe illness and death. Well, first of all, who's looking for that? Who's looking for an illness of severe ill or a winter of severe illness and death? I'd like to know who is doing that and why. Why are you doing that? And why is the media trying to scare people by saying this is going to be the outcome of your winter? Because I don't believe that. I think there's more people out there that don't believe that than do. And yet they're trying to push this. And this is the power, the influence of your words and how your words have a lot to do with your thoughts. So if you're a person who believed this statement, and you sit around in fear, well, fear is going to lower your immune system and you may be sick. And then if you do get a little sick, you might make that illness worse by thinking about how much sicker you're going to get. Or maybe you put all your focus on, oh my God, I'm going to go to the hospital, or this is going to be my result. And it doesn't really matter what area in your life you put your focus on. If you put your focus on something really negative, you're going to create this negative outcome. And this is why I wanted to talk about this today, because right now we're going through the holiday season and a lot of people might be sad. You know, they might be worried about things. They might be worried about going to visit family, or they might be worried about, you know, just going out in general or socializing. And then when you have media giving you, you know, this report that, you know, and the fact that they try to segregate by saying for the unvaccinated, you're looking at this outcome. Why is it the unvaccinated? Why isn't it anyone could have this outcome? To me, that's crazy, because just as many people are being tested and finding out that they test positive, whether it's for the flu, whether it's for this COVID thing, whether it's for something else, whether you're vaccinated or not. So the fact that they're trying to specifically blame or put all the pressure on one part of society over another, that's also a play on words. that's also mentally getting into your head and trying to kind of say, well, if you're vaccinated, you're not part of the problem. But yet, if you get sick and you can still transmit this disease to others, how are you not part of the problem? Like, and I'm not just talking about one particular thing. I'm just talking about your words in general. You know, you want to be positive. You want to think of yourself in ways that promote good health. You want to think of yourself in ways that promote good health for others. And you really want to have a mindset that's going to support your goals. And you want a mindset that is going to support whatever it is you want in life. So I think it's best to not think about that. I think it's best to not think in the negative. Don't think, oh my gosh, here I am and I'm going to, if I go out, if I get sick, I'm going to die. That's a horrible suggestion. Yes, you may get sick. Yes, you may not like it. But to tell yourself, I'm going to get over this. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be better, you know, is a much better suggestion to give yourself than this doom and gloom that we've been hearing from the media. So that was just my take on this. When I read this today, and I'll read it again for those who didn't hear it, but I guess it's a quote, something that I came from the White House or the president or someone said, and it said, for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves. And that is just a horrible suggestion. Do not give yourself that suggestion. If you read or hear things like that, delete it from your mind, disregard it, and tell yourself, I will not fall for these negative suggestions. And because when you do, you're going to create that outcome. And I really have a problem with media or anybody saying stuff like that. And it's one thing to be cautious. It's one thing to say, okay, you know, this is the time of year where in the past colds and flus are more prominent. And this new disease or this new virus follows that same pattern. So be cautious. But literally to say that doom and gloom, this is your outcome, change the outcome in your mind. Change the way you think about it. Change the way you prepare for it. And just change your perspective of it. Because if you follow that doom and gloom outcome, you're going to create that, and you don't want to do that. And I truly believe that our immune systems are strong and we were created to fight what we want to fight. And this is not about vaxxed or unvaxxed people. This is about your mindset. So whether you are or are not, it does not matter. Don't listen to the mindset of this doom and gloom that's put out there. Make your own, create your own outcome. Create your own positive outcome. You know, let yourself know that whatever happens, you're going to be good. You're going to be okay. Don't live in fear. You know, give yourself something to be excited about. Give yourself a life to be excited about. Give yourself an outcome. See, you know, imagine what you're going to be doing in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years from now. And my question is, why would somebody say that? Why would media promote that when it really is a negative suggestion? And you have the power to delete negative suggestions. You have the power to discard them. You have the power not to listen to them, not to put any focus or attention on them. And that's what I suggest you do. Don't live in the fear that people are trying to create. Create your own outcome. And I just wish everyone great health and happiness. And know the power of your own mind. Know the power of your own mind and utilize that. So thank you all. I just want this to be short. I just wanted to kind of mention this thing I read today because I read it and it just blew me away. I was just like, no, I don't want people going around thinking this doom and gloom and that that's all that they have, because that's just crazy. Hey, Kurt, thank you for joining. Hi, Laura. Hi, Dave. Wow. Merry Christmas to you all. I hope you guys are doing great. And I wanted to get on today because I read something that the president said about unvaccinated people are going to have a really bad winter full of death. And that's not what you want to think. And how does he know? Like, my question is, how do you know? And when someone gives you a negative suggestion, ask that. That's what you should be asking these people, or even saying to yourself, how do you know? How do you know that's going to be my outcome? Because I have the power of creating a different outcome. And I want people to know that. I want you to remember, you have the power within yourself of creating a different outcome. And you have the power of being positive. You have the power of changing your habits. You have the power of exercising, eating well, taking your vitamins, doing whatever you need to do to stay healthy. You have the power. And don't let these negative suggestions throw you into a state of concern or worry or depression, because those are three things that will lower your immune system. Those are three things that will lower your positive mindset. It'll get you thinking about more things to worry about and more things to be concerned about. And that's not the path you want to go down. You want to go down the path of knowing that you're in control of yourself and your mind. Hi, hey Kimo, hey Tim. And I'm doing my podcast while I'm doing my Facebook Live. So you can find me on Be Fabulous on Spotify. And hi, Laura. And so I just wanted to send some love out to everybody. And I wanted to just kind of nip this negative suggestion thing in the butt and just really, really put it out there that you have the power of your own mindset. You have the power of any outcome you want. And when you hear these negative suggestions on the news or from people who are supposed to be our leaders, but they're not, it seems like they're leading out of fear, which does not make a good leader. And on YouTube, I have a YouTube video about leadership and also on Spotify, on the podcast, which is worth listening to. So just remember, you're the leader of your own life. You have the power to block these negative suggestions. You have the power in your mind to override them and be like, no, that's not me. And that's not going to be my outcome. So keep positive. Keep your mind positive. Don't worry about things you can't control. You know, worry about what you can control. And as long as you do that, you'll be able to keep a more positive state of mind. And that's where you want to be, because that's how you create positive outcomes. And I love you all. You're so important to me. And that's why I wanted to just hop on and remind you of the power of your mind and how amazing you are. And you are created for a reason. And right now, this world needs all the love and positive energy that can be sent out. So send it out to strangers, your neighbors, everyone you know. And when you hear someone being worried or talking about these negative things that are coming out in the media, remind them. They can delete that suggestion. You do not have to accept these suggestions. And I suggest you do not accept these suggestions, because they're not good for you. They're not going to lead you to the life you want. And they're definitely not going to help support you in any way. So support yourself, love yourself, tell yourself happy thoughts, and have a wonderful, safe holiday season. And I'm gonna say goodbye now. I just wanted to to share some love with everyone and just remind you of that. So take care and we'll speak soon. This is Dawn with advancedlifecoaching.org. You can book appointments for life coaching and hypnotherapy with me there. You can also get a hold of me on Facebook and listen to my podcast. Please support my podcast on Spotify at Be Fabulous Wellness Coaching. Love you all. Have a great holiday season. Thank you.